It is Monday, September 25th. Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker of Acker Finley for his regular update. And Brian, we always talk about equities, but today I want to talk about fixed income.
Sure, Michael.
Now, as a client here, you have about 30 to 40% in fixed.
Right. And usually the composition of the fixed income portfolio will be very short duration, high quality bonds.
So I'm not going to lose it. That's what you're telling me.
A, you're not going to lose it. But more importantly is, as the market fluctuates in terms of interest rates, your portfolio, your fixed income portfolio will not fluctuate in terms of market values. But as rates have been going up, they've been going up all over the world, you're enjoying higher rates as the Bank of Canada and the U.S. Fed move simultaneously.
Well, if you call that enjoyment, because what am I getting, 3.5%, 4%, you know, with taxes and inflation, that's probably still in the hole.
It probably is, and that's why we've seen over time, the last few years, people increasing their exposure to equities.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly in the U.S. equities, that is a lot cheaper in terms of cheapness when you look at the spectrum of asset classes. I mean, fixed income, I think, is a very expensive asset class, returning you probably a negative rate of return, as you so eloquently put. So it doesn't really get me out there pounding the table for people to have a lot of fixed income. I'd rather see you, if you will, taking the risk in equities, and I think you get a higher rate of return.
Well, I accept that analysis, but I also remember the years when the fixed income side was returning 10, 11%.
On a total return basis, you're absolutely
that
right.
That I like.
Between 2000 and probably 2003, 2004, a lot of people didn't know that fixed income had about 11% rate returns. We did that here at Acker Finley. Will those days return? Good question. It certainly is not on the horizon that I see, but I do see when you break down the asset classes, equities are a lot cheaper than fixed income. And as I said on the ROB programs and whatnot, I don't see a recession around the corner.
Nope.
And we need a good old-fashioned recession, depression, if you will, to get those bond yields lower, in which case you'll get your rate of return.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
People don't understand, and I don't understand, probably, the risk in fixed income. I mean, the term is fixed.
You know,
it's not supposed to vary, but it can tremendously.
There's huge variance. When you take a look at the Scotia universe, huge variance. Which is the basket.
Index.
What a lot of people don't know, it's 600 securities over a spectrum, and they have corporates in there, they have provincials in there, etc. So it's a very hard index, if you will, to replicate. You can't buy the Scotia Universe Index. And they can have big variances in terms of rates of return, not only for quarter to quarter, but also from year to year, depending upon what fixed income does.
Of course.
So again, a lot of our clients would rather think about their risk in terms of equities, not in terms of what's going on in fixed income.
I understand that. So to earn this stunning 3.5% or 4%, you've got me in boring old government bonds. You're not playing the corporates?
Yeah, the way to play the corporate game is when you have huge spreads over treasuries or the AAA paper. So if you can earn...
Pay me for my risk.
Oh, yeah. And I remember the good old days back in the 80s and early 90s. I could get a full 1% more just owning bank paper than Government of Canada. And those were the glory days. You cannot do that anymore. Those spreads have fallen, and you're lucky to get 5 beeps. You know, 5/100ths of a percent more by looking at corporates. There's a time to take credit risk, and there's a time not to take credit risk. We're of the view that we don't want any credit risk. No one's paying us for that credit risk. Why go out and try to do it?
Okay, so you're keeping me short-term sovereigns. The MBAs will say, no, we're going to build you a ladder. Why don't you build me a ladder?
Yeah, I guess our view is, and there's a lot of historical and financial studies on this, where owning long bonds can be detrimental to your health, and we tend to agree with that. So what we try to do is own intermediate-term bonds. And if you will, you know, we do build a ladder of short-term duration. Right now, we're relatively short. You know, we only go up maybe to 90 days or maybe a year on some of our stuff. But again, we think interest rates will go up, continue to go up, and if we have an opportunity to lock in maybe 7-8% maybe a year from now, we want the flexibility and to lock in at those higher rates. Maybe we'll take a third of the portfolio, 40% of the portfolio, lock in those rates, and but we'll see. It's just
well, if the situation changes, then you adjust.
Oh, for sure.
Your strategy.
We're constantly adjusting, reviewing our strategy. Again, a lot of people don't want to talk about fixed income. They don't even know how it operates, but that's part of what we do at Acker Finley.
Well, I'll be back next week, and we'll go back to the equity side of my monthly statement. Thanks, Brian.
Good to be here, Michael. Thank you.